Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jimmy Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, we are coming off the, there was just a craziness this past weekend. We thought we were going to get a hurricane. That's what everything looked like. We didn't. Thank God. No, it blew out to sea, which is a good thing. Missed us entirely. But it's still going up the coast, and any of our listeners or whatnot, just make sure you're prepared. You know, have all your hatches battened down and whatnot, and hold on. You guys are in my thoughts, and I know from experience how crazy they can be going through them. I've been in Florida now for about 10 years, and in South Florida, I should say, and I have been through a couple of them. I gave up earthquakes on the West Coast to come down here for hurricanes. The thing I like about earthquakes is they're over quick and you don't know when they're coming. I guess that could be a bad thing, too. I tell you, these hurricanes, you just watch the news, you watch the radar, and it just takes forever, it seems, that they come. Anyway, a lot of work getting ready for that. I'm glad everybody was okay, though, and we're okay, and everything's good. Tons of storms today, but I think it's just a lot of moisture in the air. But yeah, I am very, very excited to be doing the show tonight because we have a fantastic guest, a fellow from writer-director. He has a new movie out, and he's from kind of my neck of the woods where I grew up, Metro Detroit as well. I'd like to welcome everybody, Mr. Kyle Couch, writer-director of the fantastic new film, The Tent. Kyle, how are you, man?
I'm great, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we were talking off mic. I grew up in Metro Detroit, and you're in Pontiac. Pontiac, the downtown area of Pontiac, they kind of, this is probably before you were born, I'm an old man, but there for a while in the 90s and whatnot, they tried to make it into a kind of a nightclub scene, and they had a lot of really cool clubs there. That was the place to be, man. I don't know if that's still happening.
Not quite as much anymore, but there's a few clubs left down here.
I hear you. I'm telling you, I think my first, I shouldn't even say this on the air. I'm sure they're out of business these days. The first club that ever, let me in with my an ID I had found. we'll put it that way. I had no business being in there, but that was Pontiac. A lot of fun. So, Kyle, let me ask you, growing up, were you like the film guy? Were you making movies as a kid? I mean, here you are. You're writing, directing. You got a new movie out. How did all this happen, man?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was a little kid, I definitely had a love for movies in general. And, there was a passion there to, maybe perhaps grow up one day and be able to do that. And I was inspired by a lot of, the typical Spielberg, making Indiana Jones and Jaws. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that, and then of course George Lucas with Star Wars, and then as I kind of started to progress and watched more and more movies, I was drawn more towards kind of dark, gritty stuff that we saw from the Coen brothers and Fincher and stuff like that, filmmaking drew me in. I almost want to say from the start, and before I knew exactly that it was filmmaking that I wanted to do. It definitely, storytelling was kind of always a part of my mode of living, if you will.
I hear you. I hear you. It's, you know, I've never, I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade, but growing up, all of my friends, they were into music. They wanted, everybody wanted to be in a band. And then I moved out west. I went to school in Boston, and I moved to, I wanted something totally different after school. And I wound up out in California, Southern California. And all the friends I made out there were all in the film and TV business. it reminded me a lot of my band friends from Detroit. But, you know, there is so much to it. And it just amazes me. I have so much. I'm a movie guy. I mean, I'm a movie fan, you know. I'm a movie nut. But it amazes me the process. When I start doing the show and talking to people like you and whatnot, it just amazes me. Because let me ask you something. No, The Tent, fantastic film. I love this movie. It was almost it almost had like a Hitchcock vein to it. You know, it was really great. But how long did that? Because you're the writer and the director on this. How long from having the idea, conception, I guess is what they call it in the business, to in the can. Oh, I sound so Hollywood right now. But, you know, to the point where you're at right now, was it a long process?
It was about 3 years process for myself. You know, it definitely, it took some time. It took a lot of time. You know, the shooting, the initial shooting, we shot in about 13 days. But the, you know, from, I would say from writing to shooting, so pre-production lasted roughly, I would say, maybe about 8 months, 9 months. And then that's basically writing the first word on paper to shooting the first frame of the movie. And then, you know, shooting, again, as I had mentioned, about 13 days. And then, you know, we edited something together, decided to do some reshoots. And then we shot again that following summer. And then, you know, just continuing to edit, do the sound edit and all that stuff. And so by the time everything was said and done, we started planning early 2017. And now, you know, it's 2020 when the movie is coming out finally.
That's amazing, man. I just don't even know how, you know, to approach a project, a three-year project. This is 3 years of your life, you know. Why, you could be a very good barber in the same amount of time, you know. I'm messing with you, Kyle. but, yeah, it's just, you know, there's a lot that goes in these. And we're talking, folks, we're talking, you know, this is an independent film. You know, this doesn't have big, giant, you know, I doubt Kyle was driving. He might have been. I don't know. But I doubt he was driving around in a golf cart with a megaphone, you know, and people were carrying set paintings around and everything. That's how I like to pretend it was happening. But I bet you this was pretty hardcore. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
One of the cool genius things about this is, let's tell people a little bit about what the film is about. I don't want to give any spoilers away to it because I want people to watch it, and it's out now. But what would you say? It's a post-apocalyptic storyline, but it's not like I Am Legend, where the cat's walking around, the ruins of New York or something. I think the genius part of this film is where you set it. The majority of this film is a tent. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, thank you. I appreciate that. The big thing for this was that the apocalypse is really an aspect of the film, or more of a means to kind of dig at this deeper meaning to the film. And so, it's hard to kind of tiptoe around it without spoiling too much, but the post-apocalyptic, the idea was never to really make something that harkened back to, those apocalyptic type films. That was really just a means to kind of transport the meaning of the film. And so everything, had to be kind of heightened to a degree. And, the nuances and the acting and some of the, little bit of pushing the actors to kind of act outside of what a normal situation would call for, it was definitely kind of trying to look at this subject matter from, just a heightened scenario. And so the tent, in short, is about this older gentleman, David, who is surviving out in the wilderness post the crisis, which is what we call our apocalyptic event. And along the way, a survivor comes and, she kind of questions the way he's choosing to survive. And in the midst of them coming together, more of a kind of nefarious plot unfolds, and that involves them kind of being hunted by some sort of creatures. And that's really, the brunt of it. That is kind of our entryway point into the film, and obviously as it progresses, things start to kind of spindle a little bit quicker out of control, but yeah, that's basically our landing point.
Oh, it's fantastic. And, I hate when people say, when they listen to a band or something like, this band sounds like blah, 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 or this film's like such as a, it almost had a nod to Hitchcock's Lifeboat. And I love films like that. What would you do in this situation? And I think that fear of the unknown is so much more powerful than, a big googly-eyed monster. Yeah, you know what I mean? I like that setup. I think it's very an intelligent thriller. You know, it makes you think. Because you, I watched this, Kyle, and I, for a couple days it was in my head. You know what I mean? And I think that's good art. You know?
Thank you.
I think that's good art.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is to inspire the audience emotionally. I think that was really, by the end of it, what I was truly trying to, you know, we were trying to strive for is to try kind of trigger an emotional response from the audience. And, you know, I think a big thing is just, you know, sometimes the imagination of the audience, when you have to rely on that, is far more powerful than what I can, like you mentioned, what I can show you or what I can deliver you.
Yeah, well, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And it's so crazy because they're in a tent. You know, they're not in a bunker, you know, the Cloverfield bunker or something. It's nothing like that where you're like, well, okay, well, whatever's out there, man, it's got to dig through 15 inches of steel to get them. This is a tent, man. This is a tent. And if I tell you, it reminded me of when I was a kid. And, you know, you'd go to summer camp or you'd go camping and whatnot. And the woods get real dark at night. And you're sitting in there in these little tents and you're like, oh, shit, man. I ain't that safe, you know. I don't know if it tapped into that in me or what. But I was like, ooh, I like this. This is making me anxious as hell watching this, you know. And that's a good thing, you know, that's a good thing. What a great film. Now, I loved, you mentioned David and, of course, the survivor Mary, Tim Kaiser, hopefully I'm saying that right, and Lulu Dahl.
Yep.
How did you come across them? Did you know them before? Did you go through a casting company? How did they come into the project?
No, you know, I knew Tim and Lulu for quite some time. We actually shot a short film together in 2015 called The Eulogy. It was a short film. And, you know, they just had such great chemistry. And I remember saying to myself, if I get the, you know, honor to shoot a feature film one day, I would definitely love to utilize them to some capacity. Now, being able to cast them as the leads was, you know, a dream come true for me. And they're just so fun to work with, and they understood the characters and what we were trying to do with the performances. And, you know, is definitely, they have to switch modes as actors to a degree. And really, I asked them to do a lot of things from an acting perspective that I think could be a huge challenge and, you know, kind of required a little bit of, you know, a humbling type scenario where, you know, you're saying, you know, they're wanting to go in this direction and you're saying, nope, just trust me. You know, I have an idea here. And, you know, as we work through the script, you know, I'm not a slave to the script in the sense of, you know, dialogue. I just really am a slave to the script when it comes to story progression. And they were just so open to that. And it just made working with them just so great and so fun.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I was looking at the IMDb page, and I didn't even think about it, Kyle. There is an actor, a thespian that stands out among giants in myth. He makes an appearance by the name of Gabriel. And, man, I don't know where you found him, but he was I'm messing with you, man. Had you planned on being in the film?
No, I didn't, actually. Gabriel was a character that was added later on. And, you know, we really wanted to kind of dig into David's backstory. And so, you know, we kind of had to come up with an idea of how we were going to do that to a degree, just kind of show a little bit of who he was prior to this apocalypse, the crisis. And so, it was a character that kind of came in late in the game and gave us the ability to really kind of tackle who David was, you know, not just around Mary, but also around other people and maybe kind of to a degree, you know, tie together some of the parts at the end a little bit more clear. And so, yeah, that he was a late addition. But it was definitely, you know, I am not necessarily an actor per se. And so, you know, it was a scenario where, you know, I was able to kind of step in and work with Tim and that was just really, that was just another kind of dream come true to a degree, to be able to play opposite him and be that character.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I was looking at the IMDb page and, you know, IMDb to me is like liner notes. You know what I mean? On old albums, you'd get the old albums and you'd read, at least I would. I'm showing my age a little bit, but one of the things I like about IMDb, Internet Movie Database, for those who don't know, is you get all this information, you know, that you normally wouldn't get. For example, filming locations I saw in there, Troy, Michigan. Now, I've been to Troy a couple times. I've never seen an area. I never would have thought that, you know. I would have thought Holton Lake or something, you know, someplace, some kind of rural area. You found a place in Troy that looked like that. Amazing.
The location in Troy that we filmed in was actually inside the tent. We shot inside the tent on a stage, and then we shot outside of the tent on location. So inside the tent, that was in Troy. Outside the tent, that was in Ray Township.
I got you. That makes sense to me now. That makes sense. I was it's been 20 years since I've been to Troy, but it seemed like it had changed a lot. That's cool, man. But it's cool that you kept it there. And you know, this thing was shot in Michigan. This is a Michigan film. How cool! Now, do they have a lot of? I remember reading a few years ago. Man, this was quite a few years ago, actually. I'll think about it. That they were having issues with tax credits and whatnot. They had them, and then they took them away, and all this and that. Is filming in Michigan difficult, or is it pretty nice?
Well, I mean, you know, we definitely did have those tax incentives for a little while, and then it kind of took away. And I never personally was impacted by that. I really kind of, I guess, if you will, kind of the circuit back in 2015. So that was after everything. You know, for me, all I've ever really known is shooting in Michigan. And, you know, I've never had a big enough production to really take advantage of, you know, tax incentives.
I got you.
Yeah. You know, so, but I know it has definitely impacted a lot of those bigger budget movies that were coming in and giving a lot of jobs. So, yeah, there is talk about it coming back potentially. So we'll see. That would be great.
Yeah, we can hope so, you know. I think it's smart. I think a lot of politicians, a lot of people outside the entertainment business probably don't realize when a film, and especially, you know, a bigger budget film is shot at a location somewhere, you know, everybody, you know, rolls into town to film this. They don't just stay on the set, you know. I mean, they go buy hamburgers and they do this and that. There's business surrounding that is it's good for, you know. So
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Kyle, I was talking to a filmmaker. This is a few shows back, probably a couple months back. And he was telling me, he told me this crazy story. He filmed somewhere, I think it was in like Alabama or Mississippi or someplace. And he was saying, yeah, he goes, when I film in L.A., he goes, I'll give you a good example. This is me paraphrasing what he said. He said, I was trying to shoot this scene in L.A., and it was a cat down the street mowing the grass. And he goes, he must have mowed the same patch of grass like 50 times because he was waiting for me to get annoyed enough to go give him, you know, $50 to take a break for an hour so he could get the shot. He said, and other places that doesn't happen. They haven't figured that out yet, you know. And he goes, so it's a little, you know, they're happy you're there. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. So this is awesome. Let me ask you this. Now, it just got released, right, last week?
Yeah, it was this past month, yep.
Okay. So it's been out for a minute, and it's available video on demand wherever you watch stuff, right? I mean, you know, we're all experts on streaming now. Thank you, pandemic. But it's out there on Amazon. I mean, whatever you can think, Google Play, YouTube, you can watch, you can rent it on, Vimeo.
Yeah.
And you also have physical copies, right? Out in Walmart and Target and all these places.
Yep. You can order those online at Walmart, Target. You can also order them online at Amazon. There's a Blu-ray and a regular DVD available.
How cool is that? Now, is there extra stuff on the Blu-ray and everything that, you know, kind of, you give it a little talk or something on there as well?
You know what? They're on the, as far as the physical copies, there aren't any extra things. However, I would totally encourage people to go to our website. It's www.survivethetent.com. And there's tons of extra stuff on there that, you know, would be on maybe special features for a Blu-ray type. So we, you know, since 17, we've been kind of promoting it, you know, kind of slowly. And so there's tons and tons and tons of stuff on the website, and a lot of little Easter eggs that kind of, you know, leave you to wonder what's really going on and all that stuff. So you just got to read very closely and kind of crack some vocabulary codes on the website. But nice. if you read close enough, you'll kind of start to see some clues being given away.
That's fantastic.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming Smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form Smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
It's a great movie. I really, really liked it a lot. I want to ask now, I know we're promoting the tent right now. Are the gears turning for the next project, Kyle? You know, because that 3 years will go by quick, buddy. No, I'm teasing you. But I'm curious because you're such a good filmmaker.
Yeah. You know what? I appreciate that. Yeah. No, we are planning the next film. It's in the process of writing. You know, we're just really taking our time on this next one and really feeling out the story. And so we'll probably, the amount of time we took from pre-production to shooting the tent will probably be all utilized towards the script and just kind of hammering it out. There's no rush for us. So, I don't want to give too much away. It's definitely psychologically, similar, but a lot more grounded than the tent is.
Nice. Kyle, you're making me super happy. Those are my favorite kinds of movies, man. You know it. You know, I'm your audience. I love movies like that. I do. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like a mindless action-packed once in a while. But man, I love stuff that kind of gets you going. You know what I mean? The gears turning in your head. And the tent definitely does. I can't wait. I can't wait for more. Very, very cool. Now, I know that you had sent this out to a bunch of film festivals and whatnot, and that's kind of, you know, we're all in that kind of holding pattern right now for festivals. Is your festival run pretty much done, do you think, with the tent? Or if those open back up, are people going to be seeing this at these festivals more? Or is that process has already been completed?
Well, you know, it's kind of like, I would say in the last like third of it, it's been a very, obviously for everyone, an interesting year for movies and just in general. And so, yeah, there's been some festivals that we entered into that have been postponed to 2021. There's been some festivals that we're still kind of waiting to hear back from, for the rest of the year. And so it's definitely, there's a lot of shifting place underneath it. So it's interesting. We didn't plan for the film to be available until we were finished with the festival run. But as fate would have it, there is still momentum going with the festival. So I'm pretty sure that there's going to be many, many more festivals that the tent is a part of and, has an opportunity to kind of reach more people and group together with other films. And, it's just all that stuff is extra. You know, biggest thing for us creating the tent was to kind of impact people emotionally. And hopefully we did that. And, you know, the festival stuff, the awards, all that stuff, that's just bonus. And, you know, it's an honor. It's just an honor to be, counted amongst some really great films.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you're working with, hopefully, I can never know if I'm saying their name right, but I'm going to try. Gravitas Ventures, I believe is how you say it. They seem to know what they're doing, man. They've got it out all over the place, and that's a good thing. So I'm glad to see you're working with them. That's awesome. Very, very cool.
Yeah, they've been great. They've been great. We've loved working with them.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Kyle, you know, you're cool turned up to 10, and I'm going to tell you this, and I know you know it anyway, but I'm going to say it in case nobody told you this today. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real, real good at it. I love this film. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I will be definitely leaving a review of this on IMDb and Amazon and everything. I normally do that on Sundays, and this weekend was just kind of crazy for us. But I'm playing catch up. It'll be up there in a couple days. Everybody, before, you know, if you're waiting to read my opinion on the film, well, it's great. I think you should go rent it. Go check this out. you'll be glad you did. I'm telling you. If you had a chance to go back in time and watch The Birds or something, like before anybody else, you'd want to do it. And that's what I'm saying about this film. This reminds me a lot of Lifeboat, you know. It's got that same rising tension in it that I loved in that. And I love it in The Tent as well. So there you go, you know. Old Kyle Couch knows what the heck he's doing. Absolutely, Kyle. Keep making them, man, because I'll keep watching them. They're fantastic. And thanks so much for taking time to be on the show. I'm sorry about the screw-up last time we were supposed to have you on. I'm, you know, you're patient, and I just, it's fantastic. Cool. Well, thank you, Kyle. And, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Of course, we will be back tomorrow. No, actually, we won't. We will be back Wednesday. We've got a fantastic singer-songwriter on. And then we're back to another film producer on Friday. So we've got all kinds of stuff happening. Very, very cool. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and now all of our shows, well, not all of our shows, just the latest 300 episodes. This is episode 1007. But the latest 300 episodes are available on Spotify. How cool is that? If you go to my website, jamierocks.us, you can click on the, you know, there's a big thing there that says Spotify. You click on it, and it'll get you right there. Or you can just put in Jamie Rocks in Spotify, and I pop up. Amazing. So, yeah. So we will see you next time, everybody. Have a great one. And, you know, keep supporting independent film and music and all of that. It's very important. Oh, and go to the websites and social media pages. SurviveTheTent.com. You can get to their Facebook page, their Instagram. Man, I'm telling you, if you dig something, ladies and gentlemen, like and share that stuff on social media, because that helps the algorithms. People don't understand how that works. And frankly, I don't either, but I know it helps. That's what they told me. And it does, you know. So get the word out. And here's the basic thing, the logical thing. If you dig something, chances are your friends are going to dig it because, you know, you're friends. You guys are into the same stuff. So, you know, it doesn't take a mental genius to figure that out. So, yeah, get out there, like, and share. We will talk to you next time, everybody. Kyle, you rock. Thanks again for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
See ya. Absolutely. See you later, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.